It's good to be in God's house. Amen. It's good to worship God. And I want to remind everyone, yes, Easter is not just about bunnies and chocolates and Easter eggs or giving of presents and celebration, but Easter is a time where we celebrate our risen Lord. Hallelujah. The message of the cross, the message that Christ died for us, and on 3 days he rose again, as the children had danced and shown you. In 3 days he rose again and lived forevermore. Hallelujah. And he offered us a relationship. Because Christ died on the cross, he offers us a relationship of reconciliation that we can now have with God, our Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. And that is the message of the cross. So with this in mind this morning, let's journey back to the time where Christ first resurrection, Sunday morning, okay? Let's look at two events this morning at the tomb of Jesus and see what happened and what it means for you and for me. Let's go back in time and look at, number one, our approach towards the resurrection. Our approach towards Christ, our risen Lord. Taken from Mark chapter 16, verse 1 this morning. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Okay, so observe the three Marys this morning with me as they approach the tomb that morning, all right? The tradition says that Mary Salome was actually, her name was actually Mary Salome, believed to be the mother of James and John, okay? So there are a few things that happen, and I want to put it across to us this morning. Some aspects, our approach to Christ. Some of us came to look as they went to the tomb to look. For Jesus' body, that they may anoint him. Okay? Matthew 28 verse 1 says, now after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. Follow along with me with the scriptures this morning, okay, as I read it out. It's not up. Is it up? Okay, great. Because I can't see that. It's up. Praise God. All right. So, they went to see the tomb. They went to look. And some comes to linger. Linger meaning to stay a little bit longer, not just to look. This morning I may put across to you, some of us, there are visitors here. You come to look and to check out. Is this true? Is Easter true? Is the resurrected Christ true? And you want to know what church is all about. Some of you may have come to church, to Grace Sha'alam, again and again, you came to look. Some of us stayed a little bit longer. You came to linger. You came to see. Really? Can this affect my life? Is this really happening? Is this the church? Is this what Christianity is about? You linger. You listen to God's word, which is good and wonderful. Amen? Mary, she lingered longer, all right? In John chapter 20, verse 11 to 18, Mary is hanging around the garden. After she looked, she stopped and she looked around. She stayed a little bit longer. And because she stayed a bit longer, she was blessed, all right? She was blessed because she stood outside the tomb crying, and as she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb. She saw two angels dressed in white. She saw the angels. She was blessed, all right, because she lingered a little bit longer. And I put it across to you, friends. If you are here to look, stay a little bit longer. Linger a little bit more, that you can discover more of the grace of God, more of the love of God, more of the reality of his holy presence in your life. Amen. The next thing is, some came to labor, to work. As you see in church, you have got the VIPs, you have got the hospitality team. They are here to make sure they touch up, to make sure that the toilets are clean. Then you have got your coffee and your tea and your tidbits to eat. The church is clean and well taken care of. They spray, you know, some nice sanitizer around so that you can be comfortable. You can be free to worship God. They are here to serve. Hallelujah. And we thank God for people who are serving. You go a little bit more, not just to look, not just to linger, but to serve. As you will see, the worship team, they serve week after week, leading us into worship and leading us into God's presence. Give them a hand. We appreciate them. They are serving. Many people serve and you do not see. You do not see them, but this doesn't happen just like this. There are people who are serving, and we appreciate everyone who puts their hand to labor. All right? Mark chapter 16, verse 1 and 2 says, when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, Salome, bought spices so they might go and anoint him. And very early on the day of the first week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. So what happened was, they labored. They bought spices and perfume to anoint the body of Jesus. At this point, they didn't know that he had risen. They were just expecting to see the body of Jesus. They came to labor, to serve. Hallelujah. And last but not the least, some came because of love. They love. Amen. They came because they love. They love the house of God. They love to worship God. They love to be in the presence of God's people. They love to sing songs of praise and worship to God. Hallelujah. They love to greet one another. So, love is the choice that you make from moment to moment. You rise up, you say, I will praise the Lord. I will worship Him. I will be in His holy presence. I will make myself serve the Lord because I love Him. And I trust this morning you are here in the house of God, not because of tradition, not because it's Easter and you have to come, not because your wife woke you up and said, hey dear, are you going to church this morning? But because you love God, you love the Lord, and you love God's people, and you love the house of God. Can you hear amen? Amen. I hope that's the reason you are here. Huh? You love, okay? So love believes, dear friends. Love believes for the impossible. Everything, actually they had seen, they thought it was over. They thought Christ has already died. It's all over, all right? And they still went to the place where Jesus was. They didn't expect to see Jesus rise. They thought he was in the tomb. They thought they were going to see a body there. But they came. And as an act of devotion to anoint his body, to prepare him for burial. They were sad. They were sad. But remember, no purchases were able to be made on the Sabbath. There were no shops were open. So they just gathered whatever they had, whatever spices they had, whatever things that they could do to anoint the body of Jesus because they loved the Lord. And so they were sacrificed and they were willing to do this. And of course, we know Mary Magdalene had 7 demons that was cast out of her. You know, the Bible says the one who is forgiven more will love the more. Don't you agree? Huh? If we know that we walk through the forgiveness of Christ because Christ forgives us of all our sins, cleanses from every unrighteousness, we will love the Lord even more. Even more. Hallelujah. I pray today that everyone in God's house, every one of you, as you gather to worship God, think about the love God has given to you. He poured His love for you at Calvary, and therefore you want to love Him back even more. Hallelujah. Feel His love. So they came and they loved the Lord. They were thankful. They were thankful. So friends, your love for Jesus is expressed through your worship, through your giving, through your sacrifices. Your love for the Lord is expressed and can be expressed through your devotion for Him, through your service for Him. Even if you give a glass of water to the least of His children, the Bible tells us you have done it unto the Lord. That's a service for the Lord. You love Him. Amen. And I pray this morning that there are lovers in the house. Are there lovers in the house today? Come on, raise your hand, don't be shy. Are there lovers in the house? You love the Lord and you want to worship Him and you want to bless Him. Hallelujah. And you are glad to be found in His presence. So that is your approach to God. Come before Him. All right? Because of love. More than anything. Secondly, we focus on the activity of heaven. What happened that day? Let us know that when heaven acts, okay? When heaven acts, it is not on behalf of Jesus, but it is actually for our benefit. For our benefit. Heaven acts for our benefit. Hallelujah. Hebrews 1:14 tells us, what are all the angels? They are spirits sent to serve those who are going to receive salvation. The angels are sent to us because we receive salvation from God. They are ministering angels to you and to I. They are angels are dispatched to us to remove obstacles from our lives. You don't see them, but they are very present. Can I hear an amen? I'm not talking about the one sitting next to you. No, I'm not talking about the fallen angel. No, I'm talking about angels of God. They are around us, they surround us, and God sent them forth. We don't see them, but they are ministering angels, and they come to draw us closer to God. Hallelujah. And they come to remove obstacles from our lives. They are God's messengers. Hallelujah. Sent to effect His will on earth. You know, when babies were small, I believe all angels watch over our babies, our children. Remember at one time, the babies were small, they would just look at one part of the home, you know, they would just look at one angle and they will always smile. Have you noticed that? I don't know whether you have noticed, but I have noticed with my grandchildren. They have seen, they are smiling. I believe angels are playing with them and angels are watching over them. Though we don't see, they are present and they are here. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not talking about one sitting next to you, okay? Now, look at the stone that was rolled away. Hallelujah. This is the activity of heaven that morning. The stone was rolled away. Mark chapter 16 verses 1 to 4 tells us, when Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome, bought spices so they might come and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun had risen. And they were saying to one another, they were worried, who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb for us? How can we get into to anoint the body of Jesus? And looking up, they noticed that the stone had been rolled away, for it was extremely large. No man could move that stone away from the tomb. Some of us have been to the Garden Tomb in Israel. You have gone there and you have seen. Nobody can move the stone away except God Himself. Hallelujah. So what happened? What happened that morning? So Matthew tells us what happened in Matthew chapter 28 verses 2 and 3. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and rolled aside the stone and sat on it. His face shone like lightning and his clothing was brilliant white. Hallelujah. His appearance was like lightning. If you see angels, some people say, I see angels as if nothing. But if you really see an angel, you will fall flat on your face. This is what happened. The angel, his appearance was like lightning and his clothes were white as snow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is what happened. So what happened to the women when they came to anoint the body of Jesus? This is the scenario. They came. They were afraid. Who? What's going to happen? They were worried. How are we going to remove the stone? How are we going to anoint the body of Jesus? And they were concerned about the stone, because this stone, the seal was with the Roman seal. The soldiers were there. All right? And the stone says, it's impossible for you to move me. You can't move me. How many of us has faced these kind of situations in our lives? It's impossible. This situation seems so impossible. I cannot overcome. But you know what? Christ has risen. Hallelujah. And He's the one who will be able to come in and to help you in your impossible situation. Can I hear an amen? We serve a risen Lord. He's no longer in the tomb, but He is risen. Hallelujah. He's alive forevermore. Amen. He conquered death. He conquered man's greatest enemy. No longer in the grave, He rose again. And because He rises from the dead, I too can rise. Hallelujah. You and I have everlasting life. Amen. Amen. And that is truth, and that is the word of God. He conquered the greatest enemy of mankind, which is death. Oh, death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory? That's why we Christians, we believe that with Christ in our hearts and our lives, we have everlasting life. My dear friends, we have everlasting life. We have divine life. Hallelujah. And we mourn, but not like the people of the world, because we mourn with hope that there is a resurrection and there is life after death. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Amen. That is our hope. There is nothing too difficult for the Lord. So therefore, 1 Corinthians 15:15 says, oh death, where is your victory? Where is your victory? Oh, death, where is your sting? There is no more sting of death for the believer. Hallelujah. Because we are alive with Christ. Amen. So therefore, the stone is rolled away through the power of God. Hallelujah. Amen. The soldiers, they too were removed from the scene. What happened here in Matthew 28, verses 3 and 4? It says here that his face shone like lightning and his clothing was a brilliant white. And the fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. Talking about the angel of the Lord there. All right. So when they saw this, they all fell like dead men. The soldiers, the Roman soldiers with their toughness, their uniform and all the macho men, they all fell flat before the angel of the Lord. You know what? When we see this, fear is often close to scare us. We are faced with fear. The enemy will intimidate us with fear, dear friends. At some point in our lives, we will face some fear. What would the doctor say? What is the medical report? Fear of death. Fear of sickness. Fear of accident. Fear of some tragedy in our lives, okay? The Bible tells us that the enemy, Satan, is like a roaring lion, goes around the streets. But I want you to know, friends, he's a roaring lion without teeth. He's toothless, and he cannot harm you because you are a child of God. Hallelujah! You are a child of God, and you believe in Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. You are covered with the precious blood of the Lamb. You are protected from all harm and all evil. Therefore, as a child of God, you can walk confidently. You can go out to work confidently. You can know that God watches over you day and night, and there shall be no fear that come near you. No harm can come near you because you are a child of God and you are under the blood of the Lamb. Can I hear an amen? That is the confidence that we can have as children of the living God because of what Christ has done for us at Calvary. Hallelujah. So no medical report, no phone call that carried bad news. The soldiers here guarding the tomb, they were all dressed in their army, in their clothing wear. They were dressed to scare the enemy. All right, they were the elite guard. But heaven acts on our behalf. Hallelujah. Heaven acts on our behalf. No weapon formed against God's children can prosper in any manner. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Because you are under the blood of the Lamb, nothing formed against you can prosper. Hallelujah. Be confident in the Lord your God. Be confident in the risen Lord your Savior. Hallelujah. And those of us here this morning, if you have not given your heart to the Lord and you have not asked Him to be your Lord and Savior, I challenge you. Today is the day of salvation for you. Today, let it be the day where you say, Lord, I want to give my heart to you. I want to give my life to you. I do not know what holds tomorrow, but I know you hold my tomorrow. And the days I have ahead of me will be good days because you saved me. You can save me. You can deliver me. Hallelujah. Because Christ has risen from the dead. No longer in the grave. He's alive forevermore. Amen. Amen. So don't be, shattered by the enemy who lied to you. Even if you go through difficult times, know that God is with you. He's able to deliver you. Isaiah 41 verse 10 says, Isaiah 41 verse 10, do not fear. God says, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed. I am the Lord your God, and I will hold you with my righteous right hand. I will hold you with my righteous right hand. When God holds you, dear friends, you can be sure that you can be stable. You can be sure that you are protected. You can be sure that all your needs and all your fears can be overcome because you are in His hand. Amen. Isaiah 41 verse 10. Hallelujah. So here we find the saints are reminded. What are they reminded of when they come to the tomb? They are reminded of the power of the cross. There is power at the cross of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can I hear an amen? Hallelujah. Matthew 28 verse 5 says, the angel said to the women, do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. They came, they saw the angel. The angels were there. Verse 6, he is not here. He has risen just as he said. He has risen just as he said. Hallelujah. Amen. So be very, very sure. Be very bold, friends. Be confident in this, that Jesus has risen from the dead. And because he lives, you can face tomorrow. Hallelujah. Because he lives, you can fight your fears. You can overcome every intimidation that life has to offer you. Because he lives. Hallelujah. There is hope for every one of us, his children. Can I? Amen? Right. You can confidently face your future. There is power at the cross. If you read Mark chapter 15, when you go home, you can read that and find that all the three women at the cross, they saw the crucifixion of Jesus. These three women I'm talking about, they saw Christ crucified. They saw him suffering. They saw him bleeding and body torn. And I will not go through the description of what went on at the cross. You can read that in the Bible. But they know that this is a new covenant. The cross talks about a new covenant. Okay, it was established when Christ's body was broken and his blood shed. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Forgiveness is given to the one who confesses forgiveness from the Father. He is here to forgive us of all our sins, to cleanse us from all our unrighteousness. If we just come to him, say, Lord, come into my life. Be my Lord and my Savior. This morning, if there are any in our midst, you have not asked the Lord to come into your heart, to be your Lord and your Savior, it's a very personal thing. You can just pray right now where you are. Lord, I want to give my life to you. Lord, I want to open my heart to you. Come, come into my heart. Be my Lord and my Savior. Forgive me of all my sins because I know you died on the cross for me. Your blood was shed for me that I might have new life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And thank him for the cross. There is power. There is power at the cross. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Forgiveness can be given to us right now in the name of Jesus. This is the new covenant that God established. There is power at the cross. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come to the cross of Jesus. Come to him. He will heal you. He forgives you. He set your feet on a firm foundation and give you abundant life, new life, life of joy and hope and peace. Hallelujah. What a wonderful thing it is to be a child of God. Can an amen? Amen. It's wonderful when we come before the Lord. So we are reminded, okay? Be reminded of the present reality. And what is the present reality? In Luke chapter 24, verse 5 to 8, as they were frightened, these women were frightened, they bowed their faces to the ground. They were afraid because they saw these angels. And the man said to them, why do you seek the living among the dead? He's not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day, rise. Hallelujah. On the third day, rise. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. And they remembered his words. They remembered his words. Christ is no longer in the tomb, but he is risen. Now, hope rise up. Hallelujah. Hope rises up. Hope triumphs, hallelujah, in the hearts of these women. And I pray today, hope triumphs in our hearts. Hope rise in every one of us because we serve a risen Savior. Our Lord has risen, hallelujah. He has come to give us the victory, amen? Not just eternal life, but victory through the life that we are living now on earth. Praise him, hallelujah. So, this is a present reality that we are walking with Christ, the risen Lord, holding us and walking with us. Amen. Amen. Are you excited this morning? Huh? I'm excited of the plan that God has for every one of us. I'm glad I came to the Lord when I was about 20 years old. I came to the Lord. So don't ask me how old am I now, but definitely definitely. Much older than many of us in this room. And I'm so glad that I've given my heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's such a simple prayer. I said, Lord Jesus, I was in a chapel. I was teaching in the school and I went for chapel. Among the students, I went and sat down and listened. And I prayed this prayer. I said, Lord Jesus, if you are real, show yourself to me. Show yourself to me if you are real. I will follow you. That's all. And after 2 weeks of my life, I forgot that prayer. After 2 weeks of my life, I found that my life was totally different. Why was it different? Because I felt a lightness in my heart. I just felt so much of joy. My mother, who was very strict with me and used to be loggerheads with her, I purposely chose to fight with her for no reason, just to be rebellious. But during the 2 weeks of my life, my mother found me so changed. Why? Because I was kind to her. I was very kind to her. I took her shopping with whatever salary I had. I was a temporary teacher at that time in MGS Klang. So I took my mother shopping, bought for her cloth to make new clothes. You know, I treated her. And I was so different that 2 weeks. Then suddenly I realized, what happened to me? Thank you so much, Sam. God bless you. May your taps never run dry. Hallelujah. Thank you, Sam. Praise God. So, what happened was, my life was changed. My mom found me so changed in that 2 weeks. And I realized, hey, this is not me. Laifan, it's not me. I myself cannot change myself. Hello? No matter what good that you want to do, it's not good enough. No matter how well you want to behave, misbehave. No matter how nice you want to be, you still want to lose temper. Really, I'm talking for myself. Okay, I was terrible, terrible daughter. Very rebellious. You look at me now, you cannot believe. If you ask my mother, she will tell you. But thank God she's not here to tell you. No, listen. I tell you, I felt, hey, what happened to my life? These 2 weeks, something happened. I'm changed. Not because I changed myself. My dear friends, I want you to know honestly, I didn't do anything to change myself. I just found that my heart was changed. And suddenly, I remembered, I prayed that prayer in the chapel in MGS Klang. I remember I prayed that prayer, Jesus, if you are real, show yourself to me. That was my salvation prayer, my dear friends. I didn't say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, be my Lord, Savior, forgive me of all my sins. I'm not ridiculing this sinner's prayer. It's good. Because after that, I prayed many times. I wept at the altar. Many times, I received Christ into my life. Because when I first, at the MGS hall, I just said, Lord, if you are real, Jesus, if you are real, show yourself to me. That was my prayer for salvation. My dear friends, whatever little prayer that you pray to Jesus, He hears you right where you are. And He will come and He will help you. He will lift you up and He will bless you. Can you hear an amen? That was what happened to me. So I gave my heart to the Lord again and again and again. Many times I came forward to accept Jesus. I didn't know that once is enough. I came many times and cried at the altar to accept the Lord as my Savior. Isn't it wonderful? So here we are. That's the reality of Christ being present in our lives. I never regret a single moment that I gave my heart to Jesus when I was 20 years old. Never. In fact, it's a life that is so abundant and so wonderful. I can testify that God has blessed me exceedingly abundantly above all that I can ever ask or ever imagine. Hallelujah. What a great God. People ask me, how many grandchildren do you have? I also shy to tell them I have 10. Because they always, almost always like fall back. Huh? Really, you got 10? Yes, I have 10 grandchildren and more to come. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glorify Him. It's only possible through the cross, through our belief and our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Friends, your life will be a wonderful life. This is a present reality that Christ is risen and He can do wonders in our lives and work miracles in our lives. Not just our lives, but in the lives of our children, in the lives of our family, in the lives of our children's children, in generations to come. Hallelujah. Amen. We praise Him. Last but not the least, we are reminded of His immediate plan. He has an immediate plan for us, okay? Matthew 28, verse 7 and 8, I close with this. Go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he's going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, I've told you. So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy. Hallelujah. And ran to tell his disciples. This is what, oh, can't wait to tell the disciples Christ is risen. They ran to tell his disciples that Jesus has risen from the dead. Hallelujah. And this is the gospel. Friends, he's no longer in the grave, but our Christ is the risen Lord. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. And we give him all the praise, all the glory, and we can't stop but tell of his goodness, tell of his love, tell of his saving grace to all and all who can come and hear and listen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So the plan of God has not changed. Go quickly and tell that the Lord is risen. Hallelujah. He's alive forevermore. So friends, our team for our church is to reach upward, reach inward, and to reach out, bring souls into the kingdom of God. So let's do this and allow the Lord to use every one of us. Carry this message of good news to everyone around us. Amen. Shall we arise? I'm going to ask the praise team to come forward at this time.